People are live right now in the We Built It for Studios, syndicated on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially powered by iHeartRadio. The We Built It for Podcast series is special. On the We Built It for Podcast series, we illuminate, we empower, and we broadcast the most innovative and creative minds within the indie music industry. The We Built It for Podcast community provides indie artists with an uncensored and collaborative platform to share ideas, self-educate, and monetize their dreams. My name is Darrah T. Lewis, and I'm the official power host of the We Built It podcast. Today, I'm interviewing another ultra-dope and multi-talented artist. There are millions of creative indie artists in this game, and today I have the privilege of speaking with a future star in the game. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the one, the only WC and King on the We Built It podcast. How are you, sir?
I'm feeling amazing, especially with that wonderful intro you just gave me.
I appreciate that. No problem, man. Glad to have you on. So the first question I have for you, King, is a two-part question. The first part is describe briefly what your life has been like over the past 4.5 years. And what's the one main focus for you for the remaining of 2024?
Okay. So for the first 2 years, I was in finishing off my high school journey. Really, it was just so far away from music, and I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just going full stride into boxing. I was originally a boxer, and my heart still sometimes belongs to boxing. But once I got into college, went to Full Sail University, I eventually clicked on to music and just fell in love with it. And for the next 2 years, I've just been going hard ever since, and eventually started my own recording studio and live venue. Now, for the rest of 2024, I'm just looking to expand on that and to really just make my dreams go viral.
Wow, that's incredible. So let's talk about boxing. So what weight class are you in? You know, where are you in? And because I'm intrigued by that, you know, boxing is not easy. People think, oh, you can just go throw haymakers, and that's not it. Like, you really have to, there is a skill that you need, you know, in order to be great at that. So what weight class were you in? And talk about some of the accolades you had in boxing.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course you need that skill, and you also need that discipline. It also just reminds me of what rap is to me. It's almost the same thing, just in a different lane. And recently I've changed weight like crazy. I'm still in shape, like really good shape, but I originally was fighting all the way down at featherweight, and then I moved up and moved up and moved up because my natural, you know, as I got the growth spurts and the natural weight just went up. Now I'm
for sure
probably going to be fighting around 180.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, best wishes to you. And, you know, if you decide to, you know, revisit that journey again, you just never know. You know what I mean? Hey, you can even do your own interest in the ring. You know what I mean? You can do that.
Yeah, that would sound amazing.
Yeah. So break down your psychological approach to music and your life. Describe your mentality on both sides.
So, I mean, I'm a very optimistic person at the end of the day. I love living life. Mm-hmm. I love just being happy. I hate, you know, mm-hmm. the negative emotions. And so I find different outlets to put those negative emotions. Instead of running the streets and, you know, hurting somebody, I'll hurt somebody with my words on a song. You know what I mean? And a lot of my music can be very aggressive at points because I'm letting out a lot of that aggression from me.
I see. Now, on that note, describe how the pain you've experienced throughout your life shaped and impacted your music.
So a lot of it has to do with like the feelings of like betrayal, first off, where, you know, I have these friends and I have these people that I worked with for a long time, and they just kind of thought themselves better. And a consistent theme in my music is confidence and cockiness and narcissism and things having to do with the ego. And usually I'm rapping about how I feel like the best all the time. And that's because I'm first off competitive. The second of all, all these people that left me behind.
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
I think they were better than me.
Well, Well, when the competitive nature, I mean, think about it. You know, when you think about a lot of athletes, you know, that is just in your nature. That's just in your nature. That's who you are. Athletes are very, very competitive, wanting to just, you know, be the best. You know what I mean? And they can channel that in many aspects of their life and in their journey. So that's, I'm glad that you said that. Now, explain the difference between you and your artist side.
Well, one thing I like to say is that I'm a lot more chill when you talk to me in person. And then when you when I get to my artist side, it's a lot more like, dang, he had that in him. And so it's often a nice little haymaker to people's face when they hear my music.
Gotcha. Now, break down to the people, you know, the message that people get when they first hear WC and King. So, you know, for example, if it's somebody that's on their music app and they decide to, you know, search new artists and they come across you, how do you think they'll internalize you, your music, your brand of music for the very first time?
Well, I think they would think that it's okay to be confident. It's okay to, you know, feel pride in who they are and feel pride in themselves and feel like they're on top of the world. I like to think that I give that a feeling through all my songs. And I feel like when someone listens to it, you know, they just feel like they can go in a parking lot and just go beat somebody up right now. You know, they feel like they're the number one in the world.
That's a good way to put it. Now, when you look in the mirror, what do you see in yourself?
I see a champion among a lot of other things, but I see somebody who's really just willing to get things done and, you know, has a harder work ethic than a lot of my peers.
To the champion. I like that. And again, that's that athlete. I hear you. Now, what's that one thing that they say, you know, that people say, you know, I like this about WC and King, or I like that about WC and King. What's that one thing they're constantly saying about you out there?
Like personality or like music?
The whole overall.
Well, for one, I always just say, as simply as put, they like my music. They like my lyricism. They like how I can put words together. Different from other people, they think I'm a wordsmith, the way I, you know, everything has a meaning behind it, to the point where there's quadruple meaning sometimes in my songs. And
right.
But personality wise, they, you know, they like how it seems like I own the room when I walk in.
Presence.
Exactly. And it's not like I try to force that on people. It's just something I have when I walk in.
Right. Now, how is your artist name spelled out on all the music streaming sites so that people can tap in with your music? Spell it out exactly how it is on Apple Music, Spotify, and Tidal.
So it's WCNKING.
Okay, while you're at it, give out your Instagram nice and loud so the people can follow you on there as well.
So it's WCNKING, same spelling.
Okay. My last question for you is, what have you enjoyed most about being on this episode of the We Built It podcast and working with Radio Pushers?
Well, I felt like I was very heard. I felt like you got to know me a little better, and I always love it when I get to know people.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate that. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get out of here, I want to remind you all once again to give us that 5-star rating when you read up on us on the Google business page for Radio Pushers, okay? Make sure you do that. You know, again, you know, I want to give a huge shout out to WC and King for taking the time out of his extremely busy schedule to come talk to us. You can follow me on Instagram or all social media platforms at The Real DT Lou. Download the official Radio Pushers app, and while you're at it, download the iHeartRadio app and stream 99.7 The Heat Miami. God bless you all. Always remember to dream, hustle, win. Bet on yourself, and remember that if your dreams don't scare you, then you're not dreaming big enough. Thanks for tuning in to subscribe to the We Built It podcast on all platforms. I'm Darren T. Lewis. That's WC and King. See you next time.